bones and show favor to our dust. So the nations shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth shall fear your glory. For the Lord shall build up Zion, and he shall appear in his glory. Then he shall regard the prayer of the destitute, and shall not despise their prayer. There is a way to pray that God will regard your prayer. There is a place to be that God will always regard your prayer. And when God regards the prayer of a people, he's answering their prayers. That's what it means. So that scripture is saying that, okay, there's something about a bunch of people coming to God, like you and I, having a passion for God and the things of God, like you and I, and then they lift up their voice to God, and God answers them. So when God regards the prayer of a people, what exactly does that mean in English? When God has answered your prayers, how do you know God has answered your prayers? So last week we said, I mentioned that there are seven W's that you should use to guard or to know, to guard yourself in knowing that God has visited you or spoken to you. The very first one is the word. That when God speaks to you, when God visits with you, he gives you a word. So the word comes either when you're praying, if you know, after praying, open your spirit enough to hear what God has got to say to you. And I said, it could be reading your Bible right after praying, asking the Lord, speak to me as I'm about to read my Bible, because this is you that is about to speak. Every time you pick up God's word, it is God speaking to you. It's not just letters and print. I mentioned the fact then that it could also be a word that is preached from the pulpit, where you've been praying about something, the pastor didn't know anything, and the word just comes from the pulpit. And I said sometimes, it could even be in a joke. You know, that's why you and I need to be always be sensitive in the spirit every time we come to God's presence. And remember Olainka's testimony, how pastor was joking and it was exactly what she's believing God for. Then we went ahead to say that it could also be God can speak to us through wisdom. It gives us the wisdom as in the what to do. So all the scriptures that we use for those, get the message, because I'm not going to go through all of that. And we talked about a gentleman called David. Out in the whole of the scripture, about four times said, and David was wise. And on the back of that wisdom, he got so much blessings. And that's what God gives you. When you rise up from it, you know, you've prayed. Okay, God, what am I supposed to do now? Many of us say, God, I don't know what to do. I'm so confused, but I'm leaving it in your hands. Amen. And then we stand up. It's not like that. When you say that, then take one more step further and say, God, so what am I supposed to do? Show me what I'm meant to do. So God then gives us wisdom from his word. Sometimes God drops a story in your mind concerning something or somebody that's been in that kind of situation in the Bible. You go and read it, and it tells you, that's how he dealt with it. Okay, it's time to do it. Sometimes it's an analogy somebody else gives that sits in your spirit. So it's different for different situations, and I'm going to show you that in a few minutes. And then we said wise partners. Last time we talked about wise partners, which is God giving you somebody that will speak a word of life into your life, that will give you a word of wisdom. And again, we looked at the life of Saul and how he came into a company of people. But today I want to talk to you about the other four. Hopefully we'll get through them. When I gave the listing last week, so let me just tell you the rest. The way. So God gives you a way. A, then W-A-Y. Way. God gives you a walk. A, then W-A-L-K. God gives you a work, W-O-R-K. And then God gives you a wonder, W-O-N-D-E-R. So those are the other four, just in case we don't get there. But I want to start talking to you about a way today. I want to start by talking to you about a way. The reason why I'm talking to you about a way is that there are always many options. If there is one thing that has become the greatest problem of this generation, it is options. There are always options. And because there is a plan A, there's always a plan B and a C and a D and so on and so forth. And that's the reason why many of us don't even know what to do most of the time. But the Bible says there is a way that seems right to a man. The end of it is disaster, because God knows the end of a way. So you and I don't know the end of the way until we get to the end of the way. But what happens when we get to the end of the way? You're either weary, tired, because you have gone through a path, a particular route. God has not given you that specific route to go through. So some of us say, do you know what? I don't even need this project. Let me just go back to where I started from. Do you know what? I'm just tired now. Let's just sit where we are, and I'm not even doing anything again. We give up. Not because the blessing is not there. Not because, say for instance, say at the beginning of 10 Kenneth Road, I'm going to leave you a pot of gold. You can choose to go to 10 Kenneth Road straight this way. This is 10 Kenneth Road. Kenneth Road, the beginning at the main road. So you can choose to go from my right. You can choose to go through the left. It's a longer route, but you'll get there in the end if you don't give up by the end of London Road, because there's no pot of gold here. there is nothing here to go to. And that's what happens to some of us. There are different challenges we face in life, but it's simply because the way that we have taken, it makes it longer. Not that the blessing is not at the end. It can make it longer for different reasons. The children of Israel were promised a promised land, and they started a journey. But it was meant to be in months, in days. It became years. Some generations were lost on the way, and others went. The generations that died on the way, in their head, they'll be thinking, when we left, we were promised something. Now I'm so old. Now I'm dying. We didn't even see the thing. I wonder if it was worth our while. But the ones that saw it will say, wow, it was worth the wait. So it really depends on the way. Not that God has not put the blessing there, but what way are you taking? So let's look at a few scriptures here. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 63, verses 11 to 4. How do you know when you finish praying and God tells you this is the way? How do you know it's the way? What are the tests you need to put in place to be sure that we are on the right track? That's what I'm going to talk about in this little session. Isaiah chapter 63. And if you read with me from verses 11 through to 14. It says, then they remembered the day of old, and Moses and his people, saying, where is he who brought them out of the sea with the shepherds of his flock? Where is he who put his Holy Spirit within them? Who led them by the right hand of Moses with his glorious hand, dividing the waters before them? So God did all these great things. And they're still at that point, they're thinking, okay, yeah, he's done all of these great things, but where is he? Where is he now when I need him? And he went ahead, he says, dividing the waters before them to make for himself an everlasting name, who led them through the deep as a horse in the wilderness, and that they might not stumble. If the Bible you have there is yours, I want you to underline that phrase. When God leads you, you don't stumble. When God leads you through a path, Bible says he led them through all of this. It says, who led them by the right hand of Moses with his glorious hand, dividing the waters before them to make for them an everlasting name, who led them through the deep as a horse in the wilderness, that they might not stumble. As a beast goes down into the valley, and the Spirit of the Lord causes them to rest, so you lead your people to make yourself a glorious name. There are three things I want you to note there. Every time you pray and you ask God for a way, God, what's the way? God, what are you saying? The very first thing is, when God leads you, he will lead you through a way that you will not stumble. So it's definitely worth waiting. The reason why we don't wait is because we just want to do something. Let me start doing something first. And I always say to people, don't do something until God tells you to do something. Stay where you are. There is a blessing in waiting. The problem of doing something is you're so active, you can't listen anymore. Oh, I am single. There are two brothers now. Let me do something. Let me give you an example in my life. Years ago, when I was a single girl, I came across a particular person. The person, on the scheme of things, on the books, you know, on the cover as it looks, it just did fit. It fits. It's like the devil contorted and put together all the things I've said in my mind I wanted in a guy, which is very weird, considering they're not even spiritual things. So I said, I have an uncle that is really, really nice to my aunt. So I wanted somebody that bears the name of that uncle. Weird, eh? We all do weird things. That particular uncle was a doctor. I said I wanted a doctor. There were about five, was from a particular place. So in my head, it's only people that are from that place that are nice, because that's all I've seen, you know, apart from my dad. That's all I've seen. That my uncle, so I thought my dad, different generation, but this, my uncle, is so good. He's the best husband ever. He's the best, you know, he's the best father. You can't ask for more. And I put all of this together. I said, God, when you want to give me somebody just like that? So I found myself in a particular place at a particular time. And a gentleman, he's not a brother. He was not a Christian. He goes to church, but he was not a believer. And he came in, and he was just like that. So I started praying. God, is this the person or not? The good thing was, when I took time to pray, I kept saying to him, he kept asking me, and I kept saying, I'm praying, I'm still praying. And he was thinking, what kind of weird girl is this? He didn't even get it. He said, it's you like me or you don't like me. Do you not like me? I said, it's more than that for me. So I kept praying. So I went to my friends. I said, let's pray together. When we were praying together, my friends, Pastor Taiwo and Pastor Kenny Adeshugba, they're very good friends of mine. We grew up together. So I went and I said, they were my prayer. They're friends anyway. So I said, I found a guy. I think I found a guy. So when I told both of them,
Yeah, that he must be the one. Now let's go and pray. So the thing we used to do in those days is that we used to show off with how much God talks to us. You know, that kind of thing, which is a good show off. You know, the way people show off about what they wear or what they ride now. We used to show off about God spoke to us. Man, God spoke to me. So I went away to go and pray. And then I came back. And, you know, Taro told me, God said, Taro told me God spoke to him. Kenny told me God spoke to him. I said, God spoke to me too. He said, what did God tell you? I gave them a scripture. They said, no. One said, well, that's the scripture you just gave me. And the scripture, I just did it to fit what I wanted. You know how you can find any scripture to fit anything you want to do if you work hard enough. So I, you know, read the scripture, interpreted it the way I wanted it to go, which we tend to do. Maybe I'm the only sinner in the house, but people do that. Okay. So then Taro said, God spoke to him. He heard him verbally. Kenny said, God showed him a vision. I got very cross with God. It's my life. Why are you talking to somebody? And then they were laughing at me for hearing from the Bible. Not that it's not nice to read from the Bible, but they're thinking, come on, in our show-off style, we have gone higher than you. So I went back to God, really upset with God. Really, I'm not joking. I cried all night. I said, God, this is my life. Why are you telling them about my life and not telling me? Do you know something about this, our God? If you want to, you will know. It's because you don't want to enough. You really don't want it enough. When you want it, you get it. The same way you go for your goals in life. When you want to hear God direct you in the way to go, you will hear it. When it leads you through a way, you will never stumble. We'll talk about how the litmus test. How do you know that this is the way that God gives you in a few minutes? So I decided to go back to God. While I was crying that night, I fell into a trance. It's the only trance I've ever had all my life. But God wanted to give me only one to let me know that if you're desperate enough, you get it. Maybe I've never been that desperate since then, or maybe I've grown. I don't know. But you know what happened? God showed me. I saw a white hand. I didn't see the owner of the hand, but I see the hand. It had white clothing all over it. So I didn't see the fingers. I can't tell you if it's white or black or brown person, but I saw the hand. I saw the person that had the physique of that gentleman. And I saw another person that is very interesting. I was in a different town. I'd never met Pastor Eddie at this time. And it took me another 5 years later to meet him. Somebody else that had a physique like his, but he didn't even say it because it was about that or the gentleman at that time. And I saw the hand point to the person with the physique of that other gentleman. I said, this one shall be wicked. I heard it. This one shall be wicked. The guy, you cannot meet anybody more, there's nothing more nice, nicer than that person in your life. So there was no indication, there is no reason for me to know that at the end of the road, this person will be wicked. But God knew. That's the reason why you need to get on God's way. Because your way can only take you so far. You can only see so much with your way. So I went back to Taro and Kenny now. This time around, with springs on my feet, because now I know what I'm doing. Okay, well, I stood up and I said, God, all right, if it is you talking to me, and I get it, I agree. Because firstly, this person has become my friend. And what am I going to do now? So I said to God, I said, okay, let me stand up from here. I don't even think about this person ever again. If it is you that is talking to me. Don't forget, I didn't want God to say no, but he's now saying no. He's not giving me any other option, but he's telling me to leave this one. So I stood up, knowing that I was going to obey God anyway. There was no two ways about that. I'd rather stay single for life than not obey God, because I heard it. So I went to Taro and Kenny, went to their home. I was walking distance from my home. And then I said to them, I said, God said no. They jumped up. One said, God said to him that the profession of my husband is not going to be a doctor. I said, what is it then? He said, I'm not going to tell you because you're going to make another mistake. That's the first one. The second one said, God showed him a vision. I was walking down the road with this person and walked really far. It was just the two of us on this road. And the person turned back. That I started begging. In my culture, you kneel down to beg. That I knelt down, I was begging, I was crying. This person still turned back. How would you match that with what God said to me? This one shall be wicked. Now that's wickedness. You walked really far with somebody and you turned back. So maybe if I'd gone the way I thought was good that time, I would have been a divorced person today. I'm not saying anything is wrong, but I'm saying follow the leading of God in your life. And then I then stayed in that same place, stayed single, enjoying my life for another 3 or 4 years before we even met at all, Pastor Eddie and I. But many of us want, I want to follow away. I got to do something now. I got to do something. Don't do something. Wait for God. Wait for God. See, there are a few people that did something in the Bible, they all ran into trouble. Pastor was talking about Saul last week. And the reason why Saul ran into trouble was because he could not wait for Samuel. Wait for God. Wait for God. When God leads you through a way, you will not stumble. That's what he promised. When he leads you through a way, you will not stumble. When the Bible said it in that scripture, it says they went through a way, took them through a wilderness, but they did not stumble. If you're stumbling, if you're forcing to be the one to make it work, could it be that that is not the way that he has given you? When we are trying to fit a round peg in a square hole, it will never fit. Or a square peg in a round hole, it will never fit. But when God is the one speaking to you about it, it fits and you will not stumble. Because he's the one that has made that way before you. There might be valleys, there might be mountains, but you still will not stumble. We can look back now and say, it was hard walking through the roots in Cyprus, but there was no stumbling. Now, being hard, you having to cry sometimes, and stumbling are two totally different things. Stumbling is when you sit and say, well, I've made a mistake now because this is leading nowhere. One is hard. It's hard for our emotions. It's hard for our body. But when God leads you, you will not stumble. That scripture says. So that is one example in my own personal life. And the thing is that the greatest challenge that many of us has when we say, oh, but I want to do something. I need to do something. God leads people through his pre-prepared route. There is a way he has prepared for you. There is a way he has prepared for you. We need to understand that. Now you can choose to walk another route, but it's the way he has prepared for you. And the truth of the matter is that when he prepares a way for you, he opens the door you need to get into that way. You can sit down and look back. Every single time you have prayed, you want to make a big decision, a small decision. And it depends on you. You know, somebody said to me last week, well, do I need to get all of this fact? When I pray about an issue, do I need to wait for God's wisdom, God's word, God's this, God's that? No. It could be only one thing, but you are so certain in your spirit, God has spoken to me. And then you go for it. When God says, I've got a blessing in heaven, the only way to bring it down to earth is by praying. But when you pray, you need to find out how God is speaking to you. So it could be his word, it could be his wisdom, it could be wise planners, but it could be his ways. There is a way. There are ways. There are different ways of doing the same thing, but there's always a way. What's the difference between following any other way to get there? It takes more time. It takes more time. It takes more effort. It takes more emotions out of you. Chances are, you could have been derailed before you get there. You could have given up. There was a way God had in mind for the children of Israel. But because of their attitude, their behavior, and the things they did, it took them through another route. Some people died, they never saw it. Not because God did not promise it, but just because they followed the wrong way. Sometimes because we're not ready for it, and we're going to talk about that later, God sometimes also allows us to go through some ways because he knows that if he blesses you with that thing now, you will mess it up yourself. And then people will say, where is your God? So I want to say to us today that we need to take time out to find out what way God's way is. So now, when God wants to lead you to a way, he opens doors for you. There are a few things I want you to identify about God's doors that I'm going to talk to you about today. So, there are a few other scriptures. I want to take time to read them later. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 21. You will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. That's your promise. If there is a promise, take the promise, use the promise. If I'm meant to hear a voice behind me saying, this is the way, that is, there is a way. Psalm 16, verse 11. Proverbs 3, 5 to 6, as I mentioned earlier. There is a way to search out. So how do we recognize God's way? How do we know that this is God's way? The very first thing, so I'll call it like a litmus test. The very first one is that God's way, God's open doors, God's idea of going through a way never contradicts his word. God's way never contradicts his word. God doesn't contradict himself. So let me give you an example from that story I gave you about my life earlier on in life. This particular gentleman is not a believer. Okay? When God firstly spoke to me, it was from the word of God. And I heard it. And I still remember the scripture to date. That's why I always say, please find the scripture because it stands. I interpreted it as I wanted to, but that didn't change the fact that God spoke to me. The very first word God gave me that my friend said, oh, please, go and get more, was, he says, whatsoever things I have taught you, do, and the God of peace will be with you. I heard it. I knew it. I still know it till today. God gave me that scripture. So it was, I can't remember exactly where it is anymore. Whatsoever I have taught you, whatever you have known, you have learned, whatever I have taught you, do, and the God of peace will be with you. I heard it. But I interpreted it as, well, everything I wanted in this person or this type of person is there. So that's God saying, you see, I gave you that desire. I've taught you that. Do. And the God of peace will be with you. Really? Let me tell you why it's wrong. Number one, he wasn't saved. His parents were very much into church. He goes to church with them. You see, part of my criteria for God was parents. Because I also know that people have, you know, families have impact in marriages. So I wanted somebody that was from a particular type of home, and he was. I wanted somebody that was, so in fact, it was so many interesting things. So I thought, okay, that's what that means then is, all right, God has set all of this is up. This is what I wanted. So he said I should do it, and the God of peace will be with me. I kind of know deep down in my heart that I was going down the wrong route. Why? I knew he wasn't a believer. And I also know the word of God says, be not unequally yoked with an unbeliever. It was one of the, if you don't want to know any other scripture, when I was growing up as a single girl, that's the only scripture you will know. Because everybody says it. Be ye not unequally yoked with an unbeliever. It's in King James Version for that matter. Because it was serious stuff. You're not allowed to. So I would give excuses when my friends asked me. And that's what we do. Because we know what we want to do. When my friends asked me about this person, I said, well, he goes to church with his parents. That was not the question. Is he a believer? Oh, he loves God. He does? How do you know? Oh, he's not averse to me just doing the God thing. And all the things we like to do to make our decision the right decision, in quote. But what God said to me, I thought he was contradicting what God said. No, God never contradicts himself. When he opens a door for you, he will never contradict himself. So sit down again. That thing you've prayed about, if God has opened it, what has his word got to say about it? If it is contradicting any word of God, it is not of God. When God opens a door, he does not contradict himself. The second one, when God opens a door, it is not a forced door. It's not a forced door. You know, I've read over and over again. I'm sure somebody has told that story here again as well. A lady that said, I do not want to eat donuts again. Oh, God, help me not to eat donuts again. But I have to drive through a donut shop every time I'm going to work. You know, so she drives through. If I don't find a parking space today, that means God is saying, don't eat donuts. So she drove through first time around. There was no parking space. When second time, on the seventh time, there was parking space. She parked right. Said, God, you see, you did it. I have to eat donut today. Because you've gone around seven times. When God, she was forcing donuts. God was saying, I'm ready to help you. Said, no, I still have to have this donut. When God opens the door, it's not forced. Many of us try to force so many doors, and then we're upset with God. Why are you upset with God? He didn't even open the door in the first place. Many of us try to fit God into our own stereotype of what we want of God. When God opens the door, he doesn't contract. This is what, number one. When God wants you to go through a way, it's never forced. It's not forced. You flow into it. Somebody was saying to me the other day that they're about to get married, and she just got engaged. Said, one of the things I told God is, God, let it just flow. I want to say to you, let it flow. When you talk to God, God, if it is you telling me to do this thing, let it flow. And you just be amazed. You'll be amazed. Sometimes the oppositions we face are not really the devil. It is God saying, I don't want you to face to go through so much. I don't want you to go down this road for so long and then get to the end of it or be weary before you get to the end of it. When God opens a door, the third thing, it's always accompanied with a confirmation. Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 to 16. When God wants you to walk away, he accompanies it with a confirmation. You can ask him and he will confirm it if you're genuine with yourself. Turn your Bibles with me to that Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 through to 16. Am I in the right place? Yeah, I think so. It says, moreover, if your brother sins against you and go tell him his fault between you and him alone, if he hears you, you have gained a brother. But if he will not hear, take with you one or two more, that by the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. By the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word will be established. You want to do something, ask God for confirmation. Somebody was saying to me the other day, said, oh, I asked God for a fleece like Gideon did, and I'm feeling bad. I said, no, God is not upset that you're asking him to confirm again and confirm one more time. Particularly if it's not lack of faith. The lady was speaking to me and said, I was really, really upset because with myself for not trusting God enough. And I said, look, And she told me the whole thing. She was speaking to me on the phone. She told me something about, it was a ministry. She's not in Gateway Chapel. And she told me everything. And she was saying, I feel so bad and I'm telling God to confirm and reconfirm. And I said, when you ask God first time, what did he say? She told me. Second time, what did he say? Third time. Anything after the third time, and it's all congruent, it's all, you know, in sync, then it becomes lack of faith. Maybe you don't want to do it. Because you can say, God, tell me one more time. Is it my husband? But really tell me one more time, because this guy, hate what he looks like. One more time, God. You know, one more time, God. One more time, God. You're not doing anything. And God said, you know what? You never wanted to do it. So just drop it. That's messing God around. But God always confirms his word. So if you really want to know what God wants you to do, go on to follow on his way. If you're going through his way, every time keep asking God, God, confirm to me one more time that you're the one leading us through this road. And it's never too much for God to do. Always have one or two other confirmation that this is what God said to him, and he said this, and he said this. Because even when there is challenges on that route, because there could be, because the devil is trying to resist you, the confirmation keeps you going. Sometimes from you, sometimes from other people, sometimes from the word of the wise planner that is given to you, or another word that God has given to you concerning the matter. When God wants to bless you, it shows you his ways. The last one is that when God is showing you his way, it requires you to depend on him. God requires you to depend on him completely. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. God requires you to depend on him. If you will follow God's leading, it will help you. You can depend on him. If you don't need God on the way, maybe God is not on that way. If you do not need God on that way, maybe God is not really on the way. Maybe you are on your own. Maybe your strength can do it. For many of us and for people like me, I'm too weak to be able to try and do things myself. I'm not sharp enough to try and do it myself. It's best to depend on God. I dare say, I waited for God. I depended on God. I got married. Never had a dull moment in my entire married life. Never had a crying moment in my entire married life. In actual fact, God has been more than faithful. More than faithful. Because I followed his way. My thoughts to you, or my words to you today, is when you pray and God wants to answer, he shows you his way. But will you follow it? I want us to rise up on our feet. I want us to pray very briefly. Exodus chapter 33, verse 12. I want us to pray a prayer. It's in Exodus 33, 12. When God wants to show you a way, he opens doors for you. When he opens a door, it doesn't contradict his word. When he opens a door, it's not a forced door. When he opens the door, it's accompanied with confirmation. When he opens the door, it helps you depend on him and you will not stumble. Exodus chapter 33, verse 22. The Bible says, and I read, so it shall be while my glory passes by that I will put you in the cleft of the rock and will cover you with my hand. No, it was Moses that says, God, I'm not going to go. I need to see your face. I need to see your face before I move forward. And God said, no, you can't see my face. But Moses was insistent in Exodus chapter 33. Moses was insistent. Said, if I have found favor. Let's look at verse 13. That's what I want to pray with. Now, therefore, I pray, if I have found favor in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you, and that I may find grace in your sight, and consider that this nation is your people. If I have found favor in your sight, show me now your way. I don't know what the issue is today, but I want you to lift your voice to God concerning a particular matter and say, God, show me now your way. There is a way to do this thing. There is a way to have a great marriage. There is a way. There is a way to be a great mom. There is a way. There is a way to raise a teenager. There is a way. You don't know it. I don't know it. Never done it before for some of us. But God has his own way that he wants this child to be raised. It's not every child that is the same child. There is a way to go through the path that you are going through. There is a way to do the things that you are meant to do. There is a way to be a great business person. There is a way to run a fantastic ministry. There is a way to be a fantastic father. There is a way. There is a way. There is a way to be the employee of the month. There is a way to come to the top of your industry. There is a way. The Bible says, Moses said, Lord, show me now your way. I want you to lift your voice up and say, Lord, show me now your way. If you are pleased with me, when God is pleased with a man, he reveals his way to them. When God is pleased with a man, he reveals his way. Then we begin to walk the way that we shall not stumble. But God needs to reveal the way first. Lord, say, Lord, if you are pleased with me, show me your way. This morning I pray, show me your way. Show me your way to the way I need to get to the top of my industry. The way I need to get to the top of my field. The way I need to get skilled and trained in order to do these things right. Show me the way, oh God. When God shows you the way, no more wastage. When God shows you the way, no more wastage. Pray for yourself, Lord, enough wastage. Enough wastage of time. Enough wastage of money. Enough wastage of resources. Enough wastage of emotions. Lord, enough wastage. Enough wastage of my tears. Father, show me the way. Show me the way, oh God. Show me the way to have a peaceful life. Show me the way to have a progressive life. Show me the way to have a prosperous life. Show me the way, oh God. Show me the way, Jehovah. There is a way. There is a way. There is a way. There is a God's way. It's not any way that is any way. There is a God's way. If you are pleased with me, Moses said, teach me your ways so I may know you. When God shows us his ways for us to know him better, to know his ways better, to know the way he thinks better, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself as you go into this week. No more mistakes. No more errors. No more opening the door that God has shut. And no more shutting the door that God has opened. Pray for yourself. No more wrong associations. No more, no more, no more hits and misses because you're not sure whether it's God that is talking to you. No more wastage of investment. You invest money because you don't know whether God is there or not. Then it goes down the drain. Show me your way, oh God. Show me your way, oh God. And no more wastage of your emotions. No more wastage of your energy. You invest so much time in something and it goes down. Nothing comes out of it. No more. Show me your way, oh God, if you are pleased with me. Show me your way, oh God. I am not embarking on this project, on this long route, unless you are pleased with me. In Jesus' name we've prayed. One more prayer time. Hold the hand of your neighbor. Like Pastor has been saying, you see, sometimes I realize that when you give, you receive. When you pray for somebody and you pray for them with the whole of your heart, God then begins to meet up with you yourself. Look at that scripture. Say, if you are pleased with me, teach me your ways or show me your ways so I may know you and continue to find favor in your sight. When God wants to show you your way, you know him more, you find favor in his sight and everything begins to work for you. Now pray for that person whose hand you are holding. Say, God, this week show them your way. God, this week show my brother, show my sister your way. Lift your voice and pray for them. Pray fervently for them. Pray fervently for them. Pray fervently for them. Tell God no more wastage in their lives. No more wastage. When God shows you the way, you don't waste anything. When God shows you the way, you don't waste anything. God is not into wastage. Enough wastage. Enough wastage. Enough wastage of time. Enough wastage of resources. Enough wastage of your mind. Enough wastage of your thinking time. Enough wastage in the name of Jesus. Ask the Lord to show you, to show them, to show them the way, to show them the way. Lord, if you are pleased with me, show me your way. The word of God says, Lord, we'll receive your way. Clear cut direction for your sons and daughters this week. In the name of Jesus. There is a way, oh Lord. There is a way, oh Lord. We'll receive that way for your sons. We'll receive that way for your daughters. In Jesus' precious name we've prayed. In Jesus' precious name we've prayed. So shall it be. In Jesus' name.